Kathy Gresser, and I am the author of God in the Grief podcast. And it is my desire to be able to help other people through their grief, because God has certainly been amazing to help me in my grief. And so I thought that I would do this podcast and just explain the ways that God has been a help to me, and hopefully maybe I encourage somebody else along the way. And so what I did was I began journaling my grief experience fairly soon after the boys died. And when I looked back in my journal, I was totally amazed at how many ways God had helped me. And so I began to bring Sunday school lessons on all the different ways that God has been a help to me in my grief. And it just encouraged me so much, and hopefully encouraged others along the way. If I can get more people to be encouraged about it, then it'll feel like some of the grief that I've been through has been worth it. So as a background though, before I get going, I'll just tell you what my grief experience was. My 17-year-old and 11-year-old sons drowned in a tragic accident 2 years ago. And I felt like I was just kind of sort of getting over, well, you don't ever get over grief. That's one thing that's for sure. I was learning how to get through my grief. And life seemed to settle down into a new normal. And then we got one of those dreaded phone calls in the middle of the night, and my daughter's husband had died. And, you know, life was just getting back to where both of my girls got married, and, you know, things seemed to be settling down into a sort of happiness, and then this happened. And it was a very, very tragic event that happened also with my son-in-law, and so we were thrown back into grief. But I knew a whole lot more about grief, and it was easier for me to accept and deal with, because I knew what God had been to me when I went through it with my boys. And so I really wanted to share how God in the grief can make a difference to you. And I am very well acquainted with the emotion grief, you know, just what it does to you. I had never really experienced a loss that was close to me before I lost the boys. And so the reaction from grief really stunned me. I just was not, well, you don't know what to expect for one thing, but what it did to me internally just kind of threw me for a loop. It's just something you can't control. And so it makes it really difficult sometimes to even know how to react to it. But I wrote in my journal what I was experiencing. I wrote, "I know pain. I am well acquainted with it. It starts when a sorrow or grief rips open your heart. The pain drips out like a numbing agent at first, seeping through every blood vessel and enveloping your whole being. Then bigger drops hit your stomach, and your stomach churns and recoils in horror. The poison pain zaps through your muscles, causing great weakness, and your body shakes from the effect. Then it hits your lungs and squeezes the breath out of you, making you wish you didn't have to take another breath, and then it travels to the mind and stabs it over and over again until you want to grab your hair and pull it out. Your eyes see, but don't comprehend. Your ears hear words, and they float away. You are neither hungry nor tired, and yet you are dying of thirst and bone-weary. Sometimes great sobs spill out of you, and other times the well of tears is dry and cracked as in a drought. Each morning when you open your eyes to consciousness, your heart drips its painful poison, and you feel everything all over again, and through the day and in the night. And oh, for a balm that would heal the wound." And there is a balm, and that's the whole reason I'm doing this podcast, is because I found a balm, and I found a healing in God. And so God in the grief made all the difference to me. And as I turned the page in my journal, this is the next thing that I wrote. "The balm is Jesus. I know Jesus. I am well acquainted with Jesus. He saved my soul and took me in his loving care as a child. I've walked many a mile with my Lord through good times and bad. He was always there. And when I couldn't walk, he would carry me. When my heart is broken and devastated by pain, he brings a healing balm that brings peace. When I have no words, he bottles my tears and interprets my pain. His spirit fills me and whispers words to me to cling to. My past experience of who he is helps me to have confidence of who I know he will be now. He is and shall ever be my God, who knows all and sees all and is all and all. And it was my experience with who God was before even the accident that I knew he was going to be there for me during this whole time. And he certainly was in so many ways. As I looked back through this journal and saw the many ways that God had helped me through, I was so amazed at my God and God in the grief, how he made such a difference to me. And so I'm going to start sharing with you all the different ways that God has helped me through my grief and hope to encourage you along the way because we can get through this together with each other and with God. We can get through this. We might not ever get over such a tragic event as losing a loved one, but we can get through it, and God's going to help us. And so this is just the introduction, and then starting with episode 1, I'll begin to start talking about the ways that God has helped me.